Welcome back inside the WAER studios. This is the Double Overtime. Alongside Matt Appel, I'm Jarrett Least. As we continue to break down Syracuse's 20-3 win over Maryland, we'll be taking you up until 8:30 this evening, taking your calls at 315-443-2011. But right now, we are pleased to be joined by our reporter, Mark Weber, who is down in College Park for today's game against Maryland. Now, Mark, starting it off with the gritty and gutty performance this team showed today, what did Coach Scott Schaefer have to say about how pleased he was with the defensive effort this team showed this afternoon?
Well, guys, it's good to know that you guys are pleased to hear from me today in a very lovely atmosphere at College Park, a little bit chilly, but Coach Schaefer said that he was really pleased with the turnovers, and he said that Julian Wiggum, who you guys had on before, should have got one more. He should have got that interception, but you can't complain about four straight turnovers. Very happy with the way that this team was able to really hit. He said they gritted up and they played hard-nosed football, so no surprise. And Coach Schaefer said that he was very happy with the way this team looked, and they really put 110% effort on every single play. Very pleased with what they were able to do against the Terrapins team.
Mark, Matt Appel here. As far as the defense, sticking with the defense, because obviously that is the main point of this ball game, did Coach Schaefer speak anything specifically about that secondary, which really has made huge strides these last 2 weeks?
Didn't really say too much specifically on the secondary. Just really proud with the grit that they put in and the fact that they were trying to get interceptions on pretty much almost every play. But one of the things he did mention was the fact that it was great to have Dyshon Davis back as a linebacker, and also it was so great to have the other linebackers, Marquis Spruill and Cameron Lynch, all healthy. So the three of those guys healthy, which they really haven't had for too much of the season with Davis's ankle sprains throughout the entire season. To have those three guys in the backfield and really playing great football and being out there, period, really made it a lot for this Syracuse defense. And he said the secondary played a great game, very proud with how Wiggum played. He said can't complain when the guy, you know, almost gets his second interception for a game, but he was very happy with how the linebacking core looked with guys like Dyshon Davis, who got a sack. Role played great today, and also Eric Broom on the defensive tackle. He got a sack too.
Talking with Mark Weber here on the Double Overtime after Syracuse's big 20-3 win over Maryland. Now, Mark, defensive coordinator Chuck Bullock really had a great game plan for today's game, dialing up with some crazy blitz schemes left and right coming after the quarterback C.J. Brown. How much credit did Coach Scott Schaefer give to his defensive coordinator Chuck Bullock really coming after with a great game plan today?
Actually, he didn't really give any to his defensive coordinator. He really didn't talk about him too much at all, pretty much ever. He really just talked about the way the players looked. And, you know, coming off a bye week where they had to face Wake Forest, shut them out there, almost shut it down Maryland in College Park. So he was really happy with how the players have really changed their mindset after they have played a team like Georgia Tech, which they lost 56-0. It seems like that game has been long foregone for this Syracuse defense. He's very happy with how the players' mindsets, and you know, now they're one game away from bowl eligibility. Florida State, that does not look like too likely to get a W on that schedule, but for Pittsburgh and Boston College, it is possible, and it shows that anything could be possible with Wake Forest and Maryland these past 2 weeks.
Mark, obviously a much-needed win for Syracuse as they do get to one game closer to bowl eligibility, but not everything went right for Syracuse today. The penalties continue to be a huge problem, 12 of them today for 115 yards. What did Coach Schaefer have to say about the penalty issues?
He was actually really disappointed in the penalties. He said that during the week that penalties was something that he was losing sleep over, and he says it's just something that these guys have got to calm down with. But it's hard because when you get the win, you kind of forget about all the bad things that go on inside, except for when there's an injury or something like that. But for the most part, so the penalties, it has been quite the problem for this Syracuse team, and it's something that they will be looking to lower in the next couple of weeks.
Mark Weber joins us here on the Double Overtime. Jarrett Least, Matt Appel here with you. Now, Mark, a huge emergence on the Syracuse offense. Brizzly Esteem bursting onto the scene last week with 9 catches for 62 yards and a touchdown, also really playing a big role in today's game. What did he have to say, or is Coach Scott Schaefer, about the emergence of Brizzly Esteem, who's had a big-time factor on the Syracuse offense lately?
Coach Schaefer didn't say anything about Brizzly Esteem, but the one guy who did was Terrell Hunt. I asked Terrell Hunt, you know, what do you think about Brasilia's team recently, because he has been passing it to his team a lot more than he has been to his other receivers. Usually West was the go-to guy. Then it became Broad. Now it's been Brisley, the freshman receiver, who was originally listed as a halfback going into the season, not even a receiver or a running back, a halfback, sort of a made-up position they made for such an athletic guy. A lot of questions of whether he'd go to the punt-returning scheme. That did not happen. But Terrell Hunt, you know, I spoke to him and I said, hey, have you been impressed with what Brisley's been able to do? And he said, you know what? I'm not impressed. And I originally thought that we were on the same page because I was like, you know, I'm pretty impressed. Why isn't he impressed? He gave the ball to him four times today. And he said that because I've seen what Brisley's able to do in practice, and I know how good his hands are and how good his speed actually is. And that's what really made him, you know, be that go-to guy. So the problem was Brisley never had the confidence to go out there and do it. In practice, that's what's been going on. A lot of Hunt throws to Brisley, and finally it's becoming in the regular season games as Brisley now has that confidence, and it's tough when you're a true freshman.
Mark, interestingly enough, we saw Syracuse go for it on fourth down twice on that first drive, which me and Jared think maybe the best drive of the season for Syracuse. Coach Shaver have any, not rationale, but what did it say about the fourth down early on in the game?
Coach Shaver really didn't say much. He was just happy to think that they went for it and that they were sort of, you know, fearless. You know, the turtle is something that's always been feared when it comes to Maryland. It always has a shirt that says, fear the turtle, you'll see around the Maryland campus. But Terrell Hunt said something interesting to me. He actually said that it showed that they weren't afraid and that this team really looked like this is what made them look like men in this game. And the fact that they're able to go on these fourth downs and get those conversions to first downs and not after the results of their punting game when they have one of the best punters in America in Riley Dixon, Terrell Hunt said that this game and those fourth downs showed why they're men on the field.
You're listening to the Double Overtime. Jarrett Lees, Matt Appel here with you, taking up until 8:30. But right now we're joined by our reporter, Mark Weber, who is down in College Park for today's game. Now, Mark, the offense had a pretty solid game today after the first drive, which was really great. 16 plays, 80 yards, taking 8 minutes off the clock. What did some of the guys on offense have to say, guys like Jerome Smith or Terrell Hunt, about the offensive approach to today's game?
Sort of the offensive approach today was really just try to keep running it as much as possible. You saw that they didn't really go to pass it that much, except for Brisley's team, who I mentioned before, and it was the run game. And it was a little bit tough, especially when Prince Tech's goalie was hurt. So that's why George Morris II having a great game really helped the Syracuse team a lot in that. And it was really that running the game, putting a lot of pressure, not focusing too much on the pass, and also getting Terrell Hunt to run the ball a lot. It was a lot of the ground attack that Syracuse really focused on. That's where they were able to get such big drives throughout the entire game.
Mark, Syracuse comes out of this game a little nicked up, unfortunately, with injuries to Darrell Eskridge and Prince Tyson Gully. Any word in the locker room afterwards as to the status of either one of those two guys?
Yeah, Coach Shaper didn't really talk too much about Prince Tyson's goalie's official status. Is that Prince Tyson was just very bummed that he wasn't going to be able to get to play in this game, but very fortunate that George Morris was able to step up in this game. And Coach Shaper said that George Morris really showed a lot of Prince Tyson's goalie in this game and that he was very impressed with what he was able to do. But there was a status on Rashard Anderson and Darrell Eskridge. They said, both injuries, that they were out for the whole second half, but they looked fine, just a little banged up, definitely not injured. But they will be probably, most likely be playing against Florida State, but in the second half it just didn't look good and they just didn't want to take the risk of them getting hurt even more, possibly.
Now, Mark, while there's no doubt about it, the Syracuse team pulls off two consecutive big-time wins, but it's not the prettiest style of football. And last week, Coach Scott Schaefer said that he loves that type of play. He called it sexy, as a matter of fact. What did Coach Scott Schaefer, some of the players, have to say about the style play, considering it's not the prettiest to watch at times?
Well, there was no terms like the word sexy this time around, but there was a lot of terms of just saying how sort of the grit attack and a really fierce attack that they're able to do. Nothing really was it being sexy. Once again, someone spoke to Schaefer about that. He kind of smiled about that one time, but he was just really proud of sort of the grit and the toughness that this team was able to do in this game. And really no word about, you know, whether it was a nice style play, but he was very happy with the chance that they were able to look very good in this game and then the fact that they just kept running the ball and they never lost confidence throughout this entire time.
We're joined by our reporter Mark Weber here on WAER 88.3 FM in Syracuse as the Orange win its second consecutive game to move one win away from bowl eligibility. Now, Mark, it's our favorite time of the report before we let you go. Did you get any interesting news, notes, or nuggets from today's game in College Park?
Two. One of them was the fact that both Coach Shaefer and Terrell Hunt starved their press conference with something that was very interesting to me, and I thought that it's something that they should have started this game with because this was probably more important than the game itself. After the first quarter, Maryland honored former Syracuse player Wilmer Sadatsing. And if you guys don't know the whole story about that, he was the quarterback for Syracuse in 1937. And because he was African-American, Maryland, their president, Curly Bird, wouldn't let Sadatsing play in the game. And it led up into a Maryland victory over Syracuse in that game in 1937. So over 70 years later, Maryland brought back Sadatsing's family when Syracuse played Maryland for the first time since 1994 and the first time in the same conference in the ACC now. Obviously, that will change next year. So they gave Sadatsing's family a jersey to honor him. And then they also, during the press conference, Coach Schaefer said that he explained to his guys that this was more than a game, and the fact they were able to win this for Sadatsing's family really meant a lot to him. And Terrell Hunt said the same thing. You know, Coach Schaefer says it really shows how times have changed, and it's not too long ago, 70 years ago, when you look at that span of history, isn't that long. And the fact that, you know, that we lived in a world where African-Americans, just based on your color, you couldn't play in a game, really showed, you know, just how this game has changed and really put in the players' perspective on how fortunate some of them are able to play and don't have to live in a world full of segregation and hate. And another one, sort of on a lighter note, was one thing that Maryland did that was a little not the most timely today. Obviously, the Sadatsing one, good time as Syracuse was playing Maryland for the first and last time in the ACC, was when Brad Craddock got the first points on the board from Maryland, he kicked a field goal. And right as the ball went through the uprights, a firework just exploded. Now, if there wasn't a net, the football probably could have exploded during the fireworks. So Maryland, their motto all around the arena is protect this house, due to the founder of Under Armour was an alumni here. That's a good way of protecting the house from that net behind the goalpost.
Mark Weber giving us good stuff as always on our favorite part of the report, interesting news, notes, and nuggets, bringing it as always. Mark, we appreciate a lot from you. Get back safe to Syracuse, all right?
Thank you. I'll see you guys tomorrow.